Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Dr. Adriana Dominguez. Dr. Dominguez is with the Theater and Dance Program here at UTEP. Adriana, thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you. And thank you for always hosting us and letting us talk about what we do. We appreciate it.
Hard to believe May is just around the corner.
Yes. So one of my big areas of focus in terms of research and work is access and representation on stage. That's really important to me. And as we know, a lot of schools don't get access to the arts very often. And so I'm trying to improve that and work through that. So we have created a partnership with Del Valle High School, who already has a very active theater program, but we want to make sure that they have more opportunities. So we're doing kind of a joint production with them in terms of the Department of Theater and Dance is supporting them in terms of paying for the royalties. We're providing some costumes, some props. I'm there at the rehearsal several times a week, but it's definitely in the hands of the students and the teachers already in place there. And we're producing an amazing play called Luna by Ramon Esquivel. So it's a beautiful story about a young girl. She is the daughter of migrant farm workers, and she has a very difficult time making friends because she moves. You know, her parents have to move with the work. And so her best friend is the moon, La Luna. And so it goes through kind of her journey of how to figure out, you know, how to stand up for herself and also how to make actual friends. And so it's a beautiful story. It's about an hour long, and we're going to have some performances for the public. And to add to that excitement, we're actually going to have a Skype session with the playwright, Ramon Esquivel. I met him at a conference at the Latinx Theater Commons a couple of months ago, and I was just lucky that I was sitting next to him in a session, and I started talking to him, and he was really excited about the proposed project. And so we're actually going to talk to him, and so the kids can ask questions, maybe if they're not too clear on something in the play, or maybe some ideas about how to approach it. So they're going to get to ask him directly, which is pretty amazing. Very rarely as a performer or director do you get that luxury of talking to the playwright.
Tell me a little bit about how you approached Ramon Esquivel and the fact that, you know, he's talking to some younger actresses and actresses who will be the theater dance companies of tomorrow.
Absolutely. And so when I had originally proposed this idea of a project, we were hoping to do it here within our season. But as you know, we're here all the time. We're doing shows constantly. So I thought, you know, we really need to do this piece, and it's really for young people. Let's do it with young people. And so that's when I approached Del Valle. And it kind of happened at the same time. I think sometimes magically that happens in the arts. Things fall into place. And so a few weeks after I'd gotten that commitment from Del Valle that we wanted to work on it, I went to that conference. It was up in Austin. It was an amazing conference full of theater and artists and panels and shows. It was just wonderful. And, you know, I was lucky to be sitting right next to him. So I let him know that, you know, again, a lot of my focus is on access and representation, and that I really wanted to bring his work to our community. And so he was really excited. He was really also excited by the idea that, yes, the university wants to provide a lot of the support, but that the agency is going to stick with the kiddos. They're in charge. I mean, we're talking about, you know, they're coming up with ideas for costumes, for set, for movement, and that's important. We want them to have a voice in it. So he was all about it. You know, he gave me several dates that he could talk to the kiddos. We finally, you know, pinned one down that actually worked for both parties. And, you know, he's had a lot of experience working with young people. And I know for me, it's been different. I haven't taught high school in a long time. And when I do, like, let's say our summer camps or something different, I usually work with younger children. So working with a high school, you know, audience is very different. They've changed tremendously since I was in high school or that I taught high school. And so the conversations are different, the processes are different, but it's really invigorating to see young people giving up their afternoons every day to be there for rehearsal. And that, to me, gives me strength because, as you said, these are going to be the artists of tomorrow. And so it kind of confirms what I'm doing, that they're willing to give their time for this project.
This play, Luna, as you mentioned briefly, what the story, what it's based upon. And this is something that perhaps, you know, here on the border, we can relate to because this is happening all the time. But there are a lot of young people out there who can relate to this.
Absolutely. And again, I think, you know, when bringing this piece to them, they were really open about it. A lot of them, even during their first read through, like the first time they got the scripts in hands, they're like, oh, like, this is so sad, or this touches me. And again, it's for young people. But again, the fact that they can connect with that immediately, I think, is important. And even if maybe they can't connect with the idea of a migrant farm worker family, you know, kiddos of military families, the same thing. You know, their parents have to go where the work is. And typically the child moves along and they have to move from school to school and have to restart each time. So I think a lot of the students could really resonate with that. You know, human beings, we're social animals. So we like to have some connection. And so at the core, that's what it is.
And even if they have not been directly affected as a family, what you just mentioned about the military families, a lot of people here have had friends who, just as they're starting to become great friends, the mom or dad gets transferred.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's hard. And again, you know, bringing this to our community, we're going to be doing it for the public. We're actually going to do it for a couple of elementary schools during the school day as well. And so I think, again, anyone can kind of, you know, relate to this particular situation, whether it's because of military or for work or just, you know, sometimes life happens and you lose some of those people that you connected with.
You all, as part of the university, when you're watching the younger people, you're going to allow them to make mistakes, but at the same time, you got to guide them and steer them in the right direction.
Absolutely. You bring up a really good point. I'm used to, you know, working with adults, working with adult students, that this is their passion, this is their chosen career in life. And so there's definitely a different realm in terms of, like, discipline, in terms of training. For some of the kids in Luna, it's their first piece. And so starting from scratch, but I think that's also great. I think for me, I've learned a lot because I can't have an immediate expectation that they're going to know what this means. I have to explain that. And I think as an educator, that makes me find different ways of communicating things. Because obviously how I would explain it to an adult is very different, you know, how I would communicate this to a 14-year-old. And so that's been a great learning experience for me. And it has been unique because, you know, the rehearsals are only 2 hours and we're used to a 4 hour. So I feel that definite, you know, strain of time trying to get it all done. But they have two amazing teachers. Marisa Vasquez Thurman and Marty Herrera are amazing in that they're open to doing this. They are teachers who want their students to have as many opportunities as possible. You know, because it's the end of the year, they could just say, no, we're done. We're tired. We finished one act. We don't want to do anymore. But they're willing to do that. And again, it's neat how the theatrical world kind of works together, because those two teachers, Marisa and Marty, we were actually students at UTEP one time, a long time ago together. And then now that we're kind of coming back to work on a different project, it's pretty neat to have that magic again.
So tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes people at the high school level and then your people working with them as well.
Sure. And so I have a student that goes with me from our department. Her name is Atsiri Morales. She's really talented. She actually won the regional competition for lighting design, Kennedy Center American Theater Festival. So she is good, and she's giving up her time to go there. So she was actually there earlier this week. They were helping set lights, focus lights. The high school has a team as well. They have their stage manager. They have people who are going to be running the light boards and the sound boards. And so, again, we're trying to go in there to provide some expertise, but we definitely want them to learn to ask the questions, because it would be easy just to say, do this, as opposed to learning why we do this or how we do this. And so it has been different. And even Atsiri has commented, you know, how lucky we are at the university with all of our instruments. And, you know, we have all the fancier soundboards and light boards, and they don't. So it kind of reminds us how lucky we are in terms of what we have, but also makes us very creative. Okay, if we only have these instruments, how are we going to make it work? And the students have been very open to learning, to trying new things, and willing to make those mistakes to get to the final product.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the other things that are going on in your department. You all are busy from day one. As soon as you finish one play, you're already planning for next year.
Absolutely. So we're closing our season with Oedipus Rey. You had guests on earlier about that particular production, which opens on the 26th. And then we're going to have Luna open on May 1st, and it'll go the May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd over at Del Valle High School at 7 o'clock. They have a dinner performance, which is kind of cool, on May 1st, where you can buy flautas, rice, and beans before the show. It's kind of included for $10. And then May 2nd is $5, and May 3rd is actually free, which is, you know, super cool to get some access to theater. But then after all of that, we go straight into, we have some senior dance capstones May 9th through 11th, and these are going to be our students that are going to be presenting kind of their final creative work before they graduate. And then our theater students are going to be doing their theater festival May 14th and 15th, which is going to be God of Carnage and Brilliant Traces, which are two short one acts. And that'll end the semester. And so we have a teeny tiny break, and then we are already getting ready for our next season. And we're really excited about our upcoming season because it's going to be all Latinx works. So we're going to open up with Real Women Have Curves. And I'm beyond excited. I get to direct that show this year. And it's magical because many, many years ago, I won't tell you how many, but many years ago, when I was a freshman in college, that was my very first play. So it's amazing kind of, again, how it goes full circle, and I get to direct the piece as our season opener. Then we'll have a dance showcase, and then for the holiday show, we're going to do A Christmas Carol en la Frontera again. It was really successful last year. We had a lot of people miss it because it sold out, so we're going to have a lot more performances this year, both for the schools and the community. Then we are going to have a new play festival, which is going to be amazing. We're bringing in Georgina Escobar, who is a well-known playwright. She's actually having some of her work produced right now off-Broadway. And so she's coming in for the year. She's going to be a visiting faculty member. But because she is a playwright, she's actually going to work with our students to write a new play. And that's going to be premiered. It'll be the world premiere here on our stage, which is phenomenal. And then we're going to have the American College Dance Association Festival, which is where colleges all over the United States are going to come to UTEP. They're going to participate in workshops, panels, presentations. We're going to have a gala of dance. We're going to have special guests. So that's going to be pretty amazing. And then we're going to close our season next year with the play Into the Beautiful North, which is a beautiful story, very much relevant to our community, by Luis Urrea. It's based on a novel. And so, again, we don't stop, but we love it. We do it because we love it.
Sometimes you have to try things that are different. And I know when you did The Christmas Carol en la Frontera, it was your first year. But as you just said, it was very successful. So you just tweak it a little bit, but
absolutely,
just add whatever. Continue.
Right. We definitely learned. We had the luxury, my colleague and I, who adapted the piece, of watching the show, seeing maybe what we thought would resonate, what didn't. And so we're probably on our 9th, 10th draft by now, just because we had that luxury of seeing it. But again, like you said, we tried it and it worked really well. Our community was really responsive to it. And so we're going to do it again and hopefully with that same success.
Of course, the end of the semester is just a few weeks away. And then you start on something that will have you back to talk about.
Yes.
Those summer camps. But there are a lot of interesting events and classes that you have for the young people out there.
Yeah, so we're nonstop. And again, we do it because we love it. We also, again, recognize that young people need access to the arts because they don't always get that in the school. So anytime that we can attempt to do that, we do, like with this project with Luna, or when we bring in schools into our shows for discounted ticket prices and they come in for student matinees. We often do workshops. We send out our students and our faculty often to help out, you know, theater and dance programs. So they get a little bit of expertise. And again, you know, I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said these are going to be the future artists. And so it is our responsibility to give them all the opportunities possible and to provide them with those opportunities. That way, you know, they're ready when they get out there.
Do all drama theater majors have to write a piece and then direct it at the end?
Well, depending on their specialty, because we do have folks that are interested in acting. We have folks that are interested in education. We have folks that are interested in design. So depending on kind of their track, so definitely our dance performance students are coming up with their own original choreography, and that's that dance capstones that they're going to be presenting. And then for our theater students, the ones that are presenting this theater festival, they're doing it because they love it. The majority of them are graduating. I'm going through their names. Yeah, they're all graduating. And so this is kind of their last piece. And they're doing it again because they love it. Oftentimes, students will have to do a final project, a capstone, and it can be a role in a play. Like, let's say they have the lead in a particular role. Or if they're a design student, they actually do the design, whether it's a set design, lighting design, costume design for a particular show. So it very much depends on their track.
Adrienne, if you wouldn't mind giving us again the dates and times for Luna.
Absolutely. So we have May 1st. That's going to be our dinner show. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, $10. Then May 2nd, that's going to be at 7, and that is $5. And then May 3rd will be at 7, and that one is absolutely free. Because again, it's about access and representation. If anyone has any questions, they can call my office number at 747-6213, but the event will be at Del Valle.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Dr. Adrienne Dominguez. She is with the Theater and Dance Program here at University of Texas at El Paso. We want to thank also our engineer, Gerardo Moreno. We had help from Robert Lopez. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KDP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. We want to thank also our engineer, Gerardo Moreno. We had help from Robert Lopez. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.